Dreamscape presents Violent Graduation by John Hindmarsh, narrated by Sean Compton. Chapter 1. Jack Foster strapped himself into one of the bridge VIP seats before the shuttle launched for the 4 mile way station. He was known to the captain and his bridge crew, and the senior cabin supervisor had directed him straight to the bridge.
"Congratulations, Jack," Alice said, giving him a pretend kiss on his cheek. They were old friends.
"Thanks, Mom."
Alice chased him away.
"Get in there before I give all the VIP seats away."
It was a privilege for a passenger to be seated on the bridge. Strangers, even if VIPs, were generally not invited. The crew didn't want to cope with a panicked visitor while dealing with an emergency of some kind. Their record was good, excellent really, in Jack's opinion, and he couldn't recall a situation he'd class as an emergency. There was the time an inebriated VIP wanted to return to the planet and was physically violent. He'd ended up wearing a straitjacket for the remainder of the 6-hour trip to the 4 mile way station. After liftoff, Captain Thomas Chown stood beside Jack's seat.
"I heard you're off to the Royal Naval Academy. We'll be calling you Admiral Jack. Or what, Blackjack, next, I suppose."
He smiled, taking any sting out of his words.
"No way, Thomas. Assuming I pass everything, I'll have the rank of lieutenant. Scout duty is what I want first.
Not sure what's after that. Depends on future demands."
"Exploring new worlds. Sounds interesting. How long will you be in training?"
"Should be 2 years. I've their equivalent in my college and university credits for an accelerated course. I've been approved for the 1-year maximum allowance off the 3-year course."
"A good start."
"I hope so. I'm not sure how accelerated students are regarded. Only about 5% of every intake are allowed the accelerated course."
"I've heard it's a full house."
"They've 5 campuses, and they each have between 500 and 1,000 new students every year. Not sure how many fall by the wayside or graduate. I've been told it's a tough course."
"Good luck. I'll leave you alone for a moment or two. My supervisor wants me to walk the aisles and let the passengers see how handsome I am in my uniform. Apparently, it gives them confidence. Not sure why. Talk soon."
The elapsed time for the trip from the 4 miles surface to the way station was some few minutes over 6 hours, and time passed quickly as he conversed with his friends. On arrival, Jack farewelled the crew and headed to check in for his trip to 1 mile. The local intersystem trip from 4 mile to 1 mile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?